Mojo 5-0.
And crown thy good with brotherhood from sea to shining sea.
America Rock Radio.
That's right. It's American Uck Radio Saturday edition. And as you all well know, hello, Mojo, the show. Don't go until after you've had your daily hello. Good afternoon, you American Uckers. Happy, happy Saturday. It's the 113th day with 252 still to go in 2022. Today is National Record Store Day. From vinyl to digital and back to vinyl again, the brick and mortar store celebrates a love of not just the music, but the art of the jacket covers, the words, and the style. Even though independent record stores have dwindled in the last decade, around 1,400 still remain in operation in the United States, most of those in major metropolitan areas like New York, and then where they make salsa from, Chicago, Los Angeles, Minneapolis, and Seattle. It's also Celebrate Trails Day that encourages the nation to get out and enjoy the country's outstanding trail system. The number of established trails grows every year. Some take the form of well-defined foot or bike racks, bike routes, while others take us onto a beaten path. No matter what kind of path you choose to take, the day encourages you to appreciate the thousands of miles of trails and to bring a friend with you as well. It's National Talk Like Shakespeare Day that encourages us to speak like the bard and the characters in his plays. We can speak like Shakespeare by substituting thou, thee, and ye for you and they. Rhyming couplets and creative insults were his particular favorites. It's National Take a Chance Day that encourages us to break out of our comfort zone. What if this day was a day to take a chance and make that happen? Well, even if it's just the first step forward towards that goal, it will be one step closer than before. It's National Picnic Day that encourages everyone to pack up their lunch and take it outdoor. Picnics are a terrific way to enjoy a meal outdoors in the company of friends, family, and bugs. It's National Lost Dog Awareness Day that increases awareness concerning missing dogs and celebrates reunions. Through networks of shelters, veterinaries, social media, and other media sources, many lost canines and families reunite. It's National Cheesecake Day. Cookbooks and bakers offer a large variety of cherry cheesecakes. Some cherry cheesecake recipes call for the cherries to be mixed into the batter, and others place the cherries on top. It's day 771 of 14 to flatten the curve. Thank you, Liberty Lighthouse, who will be on at 8 p.m. this very evening. I ate a kid's meal in McDonald's today. His mom got really, really angry. Oh my goodness gracious, that one was absolutely fire trucking terrible. Alrighty, me friends and family, last Wednesday was one of my favorite holidays. It was April 20th, or better known as 420, the unofficial code from California to go out and burn a big fat greenie. And in honor of it being a 420 Wednesday, I thought we would celebrate today with tunes of that nature. So without further ado, let's make it a happy, happy, joy, joy kind of Saturday. Roll you up a fat one, grab you an ice cold grape knee-high, and let's get to the tunes. I've got Anonymous Pothead Anthem for you in the first one, and Cab Calloway. To the tunes, my friends, to the tunes we have gone.
Oh, say I can't see, where the hell's my vising? And my eyesight's not too keen. I hope you're not driving. Whose fat sack and new pipe? We get fucked up all night. And the weed is not stale. it's okay to inhale. Get the munchies like hell, then we run to the bell. Hit the bong one more time, then pass it 'cause it's mine. Oh, say does that weed get me so high? Legalize it today and get smoked out tonight.
What would that cat do?
What people are reaping?
What the reaper?
Yeah, man.
Mean that cat's high?
Failing. Lightly.
Get away from here.
Man, is that the Reaper Man?
That's the Reaper Man.
I believe he's losing his mind.
I think he's lost his mind.
Reaper Man.
Reaper Man.
Have you ever met that funny Reaper Man?
Reaper Man.
If he says he swam to China and he'll sell you South Carolina, then you know you're talking to that Reaper Man.
Reaper Man.
Have you ever met funny Reaper Man?
Reaper Man.
Have you ever met funny Reaper Man?
Reaper Man.
If he says he walks the ocean anytime he takes a notion, then you know you're talking to Reaper Man. Talking to that Reaper Man.
Reaper Man.
Have you ever met fun Reaper Man?
Reaper Man.
Have you ever met a funny Reaper Man?
Reaper Man.
If he takes a sudden mania, wants to give you Pennsylvania, then you know you're talking to the Reaper Man. Won't sell me a lanny, then you know you're talking to that Reaper Man.
That was Cab Calloway. That is an old one. That was from 1930s. Woo-hoo-hoo! The whole day is going to be songs along that venue. Now, as you've been into the Reefer Man, you're probably going to end up either A, getting tired or get the munchies. I'm going to say you're going to probably get tired. And if that's the case, you need to go over to MyPillow.com. That's right. That's MyPillow.com. Scroll over a couple of tabs down to that third box right there where it says Radio Specials. Click on that. Get in there and you can save as much as 66% by using the promo code MOJO50. And all you got to do is go to MyPillow.com and save yourself some dough with that promo code MOJO50. Alrighty, we got songs today of the 420 nature. Now here's one that kind of depicts me. I've got the Toys and a Sean Paul in this next set. And to the tunages, we have Gone My Friends. We'll be right back.
radio game. And at every 10,000 points, I smoke two joints. I smoke two joints in time of peace and two in time of war. I smoke two joints before I smoke two joints, and then I smoke two more. Hard work good and hard work fine. Just take care of head. That's why I smoke two joints in the morning. I smoke two joints at night. I smoke two joints in the afternoon. It makes me feel alright. I smoke two joints in time of peace and two in time of war. I smoke two joints before I smoke two joints.
Clubbing, yo.
Clubbing, yo.
Y'all make we please and we be tugging now.
Tugging now.
Sipping Hennessy and we be bubbling, yo.
Bubbling, yo.
Set to minor tease, we gotta take it slow. So in the city, yes, be floating, though provoking. Call the girls where we're poking, got to smoking. Best thing for the recreation to get the best girls in every nation. Top of girls, we're promoting and supporting. And them lover, we're floating, hear them shouting. First class ticket invitation, girl from New York, England, and Jamaica. Every day, we be burning, not concerning what nobody wanna say. We be earning dollars, turning, cause we mind it, and we pay. More than gold and oil and diamonds, girls, we need them every day. Recognize it, we pimping as we riding. Y'all them a page, me want to raise me to me, writing up tune and drive them crazy. But I'm on a two-born Jamaican, ready for the girl them in every situation. We are the girl them proud, they know we flow with the lyrical content that make them the flow. And make the club keep jumping, turn up the bass when you hear this pumping. Summertime bounce to the music, people choose it. Sound up, here, girl, I cruise it, but repute it. Cause we are the girl them champion, got enough of them like the great King Solomon. Many girls on my eyesight, sexy dress type, and I'm ready for your art, now just give me the light. And make we blaze it, the roof, we are free, raise it again. We be burning, not concerning what nobody wanna say. We be earning dollars, turning, cause we mind it, for we pay. More than gold and oil and diamonds, girls, we need them every day. Recognize it, limping as we riding. Just give me the jeans and we be clubbing, yo.
Clubbing, yo.
Y'all make we please and we be tugging now.
Tugging now.
Sipping Hennessy and we be bubbling, yo.
Bubbling, yo.
Set to my teas, we gotta take it slow. So in the city, SP floating, don't provoke him. Cause the girls where we poking, got to smoking. Best thing for the recreation, forget the best girls in every nation. Top of girls we promoting and supporting. And them lover we floating, hear them shouting. First class ticket invitation, girl from New York, England and Jamaica. Every day, we be burning, not concerning what nobody wanna say. We be earning dollars, turning, cause we mind if we pay. More than gold and oil and diamonds, girls, we need them every day. Recognize it, pimping as we riding again. We be burning, not concerning what nobody wanna say. We be earning dollars, turning, cause we mind if we pay. More than gold and oil and diamonds, girls, we need them every day. Recognize. clubbing, y'all.
Clubbing, y'all.
Y'all make me please and we be tugging now.
Tugging now.
Sipping Hennessy and we be bubbling, y'all.
Bubbling, y'all.
Set to mind the teas, we gotta take it slow.
I like that. Those last two were reggae, and I might end up doing a show of reggae if I can find enough that's not stoner songs. That was pretty good. I definitely like those. Definitely. And you know what you can definitely like? That's if you go over to mojolaserpros.com. That's right. That's mojolaserpros.com. And that is your portal into Romika Designs. Man, you can find grinders. You can find stash boxes. You can find the living box. Oh, man. Is it ever cool? And all you got to do is go over to mojolaserpros.com. That takes you to Romika Designs and get you some goodies. They got some great ones. Alrighty, we're doing 420 songs today. Now, this next one is kind of cute. It's a story song. It's about Little Miss Pearl and the Great Smoke Off. It's done by Shel Silverstein. He does a lot of good songs. And this one's kind of cute. I hope you all enjoy the story and sit back and enjoy it. To the tunes, we've gone again.
Now in the laid-back California town of sunny San Rafael lived a girl named Pearly Sweetcake. You probably knew her well. She was stoned 15 of her 18 years, and her story was widely told that she could smoke 'em faster than anyone could roll. Well, her legend finally reached New York, that Grove Street walk-up flat, where dwelt the Calistoga Kid, a beatnik from the past. He'd been rolling dope since time began. Now he took a cultured toke and said, "Jim, I can roll 'em faster than any chick can smoke." So a note gets sent to San Rafael for the championship of the world. The kid demands a smoke-off. "Well, bring him on," says Pearl. "I'll grind his fingers off his hands. He'll roll until he drops," says Callisto. "I'll smoke that chick till she blows up and pops." So they rent out Yankee Stadium, and the word is quickly spread. Come one, come all, who walk or crawl, tickets just two lids ahead. And from every town and hamlet, over land and sea they speed, the world's greatest dopers with the world's greatest weed. Hashishers from Morocco, hemp smokers from Peru, and the shashniks from Bagun, who smoke the deadly pugaru, and those who call it light of life, and those that call it boo. See the dealers and their ladies wearing turquoise, lace, and leather. See the narcos and the closet smokers puffing all together. From the teenies who smoke legal to the ones who've done some time to the old man who smoked reefer back before it was a crime. And the grand old house that Ruth built is filled with the smokes and cries of 50,000 screaming heads all stoned out of their minds. And they play the national anthem, and the crowd lets out a roar as the spotlight hits the kid and Pearl, ready for their smoking war. At a table piled up high with grass, as high as a mountain peak, just tops and buds of the rarest flowers, not one stem, branch, or seed. I mean a Maui, Wowie, a Panama red, Acapulco gold, Keef from East Afghanistan, and that rare Alaska cold. And there's sticks from Thailand, Gains from the island, and Bangkok's blooming best, and some of that wet imported shit that capsized off Key West. There's Oaxacan tops, and Kenya Bang, and Riviera floors, and that rare Manhattan silver that grows down the New York sewers. And there's bubbling ice cold lemonade, and sweet grapes by the bunches, and there's Hershey bars and Oreos in case anybody gets the munches. And the Calistoga Kid, he smiles, and Pearly, she just grins, and the drums roll low, and the crowd yells, "Go, go, go!" and the world's first smoke-off begins. With a kid, he flicks his fingers once. Zap, that first joint's rolled. Pearl takes one toke with her famous lungs and whoosh, that roach is cold. Then the kid, he rolls his super bomb that would paralyze a moose. And Pearl takes one mighty hit and that bomb's defused. And then he rolls three in just 10 seconds and she smokes him up in 9. And everybody sits back and says, hey, this just might take some time. See the blur of flying fingers. See the red coal burning bright. As the night turns into morning, and the morning fades to night, and the autumn turns to summer, and a whole damn year is gone, and the two still sit on that roach-filled stage, smoking and rolling. With trembling hands, he rolls his J's. With fingers blue and stiff, she coughs and stares with bloodshot gaze and puffs through blistered lips. And as she reaches out her hand for another stick of gold, the kid, he gasps, damn it, bitch, there's nothing left to roll. Nothing left to roll, screams Pearl. Is this some twisted joke? I didn't come here to f*** around. Man, I come here to smoke. And she reaches across the table and grabs his bony sleeves and crumbles his body between her hands like dried and brittle leaves, flicking out his teeth and bones like useless stems and seeds. And then she rolls him in a zigzag and lights him like a roach. And the fastest man with the fastest hands goes up in a puff of smoke. In the laid-back California town of sunny San Rafael lives a girl named Pearly Sweetcake. You probably know her well. She'd been stoned 21 of her 24 years, and her story is still widely told, how she still can smoke them faster than any dude can roll. While off in New York City, on a street that has no name, there's the hands of the Calistoga Kid in the Viper Hall of Fame. And underneath his fingers, there's a little golden scroll that says, beware of being the roller when there's nothing left to roll.
I love that. That is just so great. That great smoke off. Pearl just does them in. And there where he's listing off all those different flavors, those are actual strains of cannabis that he lists off and during the middle of that song. That is absolutely fantastic. Now, I suppose if you've been to the Great Smoke Off there with Pearl and them, you need to go over to preparewithmojo50.com. That's right. That's preparewithmojo50.com. And you can probably find your 3-month, 3-week, 4-week, you can find your supply of edibles, not infused edibles, but real food. And it's got a 25-year shelf life. You get all a 2,000 calorie meals a day. There's breakfast, there's lunch, there's dinner, and there's even things to snack on. So get yourself on over to preparewithmojo50.com. Oh, excuse me, inhaled down the wrong side. No, I'm kidding. Alrighty, my friends and family, we've got more tunes. Who do I have in this next set? Paranoid Castle and Redneck doing the weed song. One of these has a couple of fire trucks in it, so I'm going to keep my finger on the button. And I don't remember whether it's the first one or the second one. I'm pretty sure it's the second one. But I will try and get them screamed out and covered up without much else, because we're killing the clock real quickly here. Let's get to the next set.
Yeah. Uh-huh. This song... it's kind of ironic.
What do you do when you want to get high and you look in your stash and your stash is bone dry? Well, you call up your guy and say, can you come by? And he usually replies, I'll be there in 10 minutes. You finish the conversation and thus begins the waiting. Big fat buzz is what you're anticipating. There's nothing but resin in your pipe and your bong. So you start start stressing, hoping it won't be long. Pacing back and forth, calling him again, but he don't answer, he's watching CNN. On his couch, blowing smoke out his mouth. Son of a bitch, he isn't even en route. 10 minutes, my ass, man, it's been like 2 hours, and I need some smoke in my windpipe. This is some bullshit, you have to understand, but it always happens when you're waiting on the weed man. Shit. Fucking sober as fuck.
Waiting on the weed man.
I don't know what the fuck he's doing, but I'm trying to get high.
Wait.
You guys should get a fucking clue. All you're doing is ripping off great American classic songs and just fucking putting this stupid redneck shit on here. I mean, everybody knows this is CCR. You guys need to get a fucking...
No, no. See, I tried to hit the scream over that part where he was grumbling in the weed man, and when I hit the button to do the scream, it backed up and kicked the next song over. Isn't that crazy? And no, I'm not stoned. It was just the equipment, you know, the player. I hit the button and trying to bleep it, and it didn't bleep it. All right. And then since it changed it out altogether, I'm trying to remember where we were at in the song. So let me try and find it back and get it going.
And the boom is even better with the buzz. It kind of makes you forget.
No, 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 no. Darn it. It keeps jumping the songs. That's the second song. Jeezo, Pizzo Luizo. I love technology. Anybody got a hammer? I can womp on these things with a hammer. A BFH. It's a big fire truck hammer. All right, let's see if I'm close.
Man of the century. I missed my goal, asshole, it's 423. I ain't waiting an eternity. I'll take a 50 sec, no, make it 2, because I don't want to see your tardy ass no time soon. You're like the worst weed man of the century. I missed my goal, asshole, it's 423. I got to get my girlfriend at 515. I got some place to be, and now you don't want to leave. You want to explain conspiracy theories and watch DVDs with commentaries. To get you out of my house, I'll say anything. I'm getting married and I have to get the wedding ring. This is some bullshit you have to understand, but it always happens when you're waiting on the weed man.
Dude, you're just the weed man.
Waiting on the weed man.
You're not my fucking best friend. Like, why are you still here?
Waiting on the weed man.
I got what I need. It's lovely, it's cool. Now you gotta go, man.
Waiting on the weed man.
I know you've seen this episode of fucking Scrubs before.
Waiting on the weed.
Just please.
Waiting on the weed man.
I'll call you later, maybe. Not.
Waiting on the weed man.
Why is your homeboy going through all my CDs right now?
Waiting on the weed
way,
man.
Way, way, way too much. I didn't ask you this. I might have to call somebody else.
Waiting on the weed man.
You guys should get a fucking clue. All you're doing is ripping off great American classic songs and just fucking putting this stupid redneck shit on here. I mean, everybody knows this is CCR. You guys need to get a fucking clue.
Space, the final frontier. These here are the voyages of the starship Hempfire. It's a continuing mission to seek out new crops, new fields of bud. Boldly go where no redneck has gone before.
Do I smell a fucking end over here? Go ahead and fucking pass that shit. Cause Rocky D is high like Mike. Have your bitch saying dynamite. Stay fucked up all day long. Hold this mic while I hit this bone. Smoking the shit that'll blow your mind. Cause Rocky D only smokes the kind.
Roll it up, spark it up, pass it on round. Keep it in the cyber while I'm smoking on down. Roll it up, spark it up, pass it on round. Keep it in the cyber while I'm smoking on down. Smoke it up. Smoke it up, baby, get on the good foot. Smoke it up, smoke it up, smoke it up, baby, get on the good foot. Now I can roll a joint with the greatest of ease. From the north, south, east, and west, I'm called Sleaze. And Sleaze means I'm breezy as funk. Even redneck beats shake jumping trunks. And the boom is even better with the buzz. It kinda makes you forget where you was. I'm smoking shit to keep you stoned for hours. Get higher than if you stacked up 10 twin tires. Now that was smoke it up, pass it on round. Keep it on the cyber while we're smoking on down. Up, spark it up, pass it on round. Keep it in the cyber while we're smoking on down. Smoke it up, smoke it up, smoke it up and get on the good foot. Smoke it up, smoke it up, smoke it up and get on the good foot.
Hell yeah, Rocky, that's good. Pass it to me. Pass it to me. Nah.
supposed to go to the left. You're supposed to go to the left.
Roll it up, spark it up, pass it on round. Keep it in the sniper while we're smoking on now. Roll it up, spark it up, pass it on round. Keep it in the sniper while we're smoking on now. Smoke it up, 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 and get on the good foot. Smoke it up, 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 and get on the good foot.
The rule.
Did they say they were almost home? They can't almost be home, because I mean it's getting late in the show, and the later in the show that it gets, it just means different things.
Romper, bomper, stomper, boo, tell me, tell me, tell me, do. Magic mirror, tell me today, have all my friends had fun at play?
Well, I should certainly hope so. Let's see, we got cousins out there. I got cousins out there. There's Marlene and Jennifer and Nettie and Cheryl and Vicky and my brother Brad, and then David's out there and Steven's out there. And we've got like 72, 73 days. I forget, 70 something days until the family reunion coming up over the 4th of July. Isn't that going to be great? Let's see who else we've got. There's Miss Heather listening in Holly. Oh, that's right. Holly's going to be doing wifely tips or marriage tips from the 50s, you know, from like Good Housekeeping and Cosmo and those. I read over some of them. Oh my goodness, I wish I lived in the 50s, and you guys will kill me for that one. Let's see, Diana's listening, Mojo Jedi, and Jennifer and Mikey, and there's Becca and Brecca and Kim and Gummy and Jacko Lazarus and Jason and Carla and New York Crafting and Farmer and our little blue alien Audrey, and there's Rick and Kathy, poor Miss Kathy in the Berg, has been feeling rough and scruffly. Hope you're feeling better today, hon. There's Chelsea, there's Nice and Say Knee, there's Fred and Emily, there's Robert and Jason and Magneto too, Chelsea, Liz and Sue, Olga, hi hon, how's it up there in the frozen north? Lenny and Kevin, you guys still listening? There's Melissa, hi dear, love Off Track with the Off Track Syndicate on Sunday nights at 8 p.m. right here on Mojo 5-0. Let's see, there's Michelle and Mallory and Kelly and Nikki, one of my favorite bartenders down there at Old Chicago. There's Jen, Bob, and Allie. There's Chet and Robert and Danny, Timmy and Klopp and Eric and Peyton. Peyton does our artwork. Ethan up there in Chicago, Illinois, I think. Or Cincinnati. That's where WKRP is. Lynn and Tommy are coming down for a visit. Let's see, Sarah's listening, and my girls, of course, and Debbie and Linda. Hello, ladies. And can't forget my counterpart on Ain't You a Peach, Miss Jamie. And this week we're talking about the post office. We even have a special guest, one each Liberty Lighthouse host, Mr. Peter Serafin. Yes, we do. Sunday at 12 p.m. right there in the afternoonish. You better come on over to Ain't You a Peach and catch us. All right, let's see. What have I got for you? Some more songs again. All right, those last ones were kind of newer. Let's do a couple of old ones. How about Jim Stanford and New Riders of the Purple Sage? That's some oldies for sure. Teddy Tunes, my friends and fam damalay. Teddy Tunes, we've got again.
Name of this song is The Wildwood Flower. Now, The Wildwood Flower is an old country classic. Gained a whole new popularity. The song isn't any more popular, but the flower's doing real good. Wildwood flower grew wild on the farm, and we never knowed what it was called. Some said it's a flower, and some said it's a weed. I didn't give it much thought. One day I was out there talking to my brother, and I reached down for a weed to chew on. Things got fuzzy and things got blurry, and then everything was gone. Didn't know what happened, but I knew it beat the hell out of sniffing burlap. I come to, my brother was there, and he said, "What's wrong with your eyes?" I said, I don't know. I was chewing on the weed. He said, let me give it a try. I spent the rest of that day and most of that night trying to find my brother Bill. Caught up with him about 6 o'clock the next morning, naked, singing on the windmill. He said he flew up there. I had to fly up and get him down. He's about half crazy. The very next day, we picked a bunch of them weeds and we put them in the sun to dry. Then we mashed them up and we cleaned them off, put them in the corn cob pipe. Smoking them wildwood flowers got to be a habit. We never seen no harm. Oh, we thought it was kind of handy. Take a trip and never leave the farm. Big old puff that wildwood weed. Next thing you know, you're just wandering around behind the little animals. All good things got to come to an end. It's the same with the wildwood weeds. One day this fella from Washington come by and spied one and turned white as a sheet. And he dug and he burned and he burned and he dug and he killed all our cute little weeds. And then he drove away. We just smiled and waved, sitting there on that sack of seeds. Y'all come back now, you hear?
Panama Red, Panama Red. They'll steal your woman, then they'll rob your head. Panama Red, Panama Red. On his white horse, Mescalito, he comes breezing through town. Bet your woman is up in bed with old Panama Red. The judges don't know when Red's in town. He keeps well hidden underground. Everybody's acting lazy, falling out or hanging round. My woman said, hey Pedro, you're acting crazy like a clown. Nobody feels like working. Panama Red is back in town. Panama Red, Panama Red. He'll steal your woman, then he'll rob your head. Panama Red, Panama Red. On his white horse, Mescalito, he comes freezing through town. Bet your woman is up in bed with old Panama Red. Everybody's looking out for him, cause they know Red satisfies. Little girls like to listen to him sing, tell sweet lies. But when things get too confusing, honey, we're better off in bed. And I'll be searching all the joints in town for Panama Red. Panama Red, Panama Red. He'll steal your woman, then he'll rob your head. Panama Red, Panama Red. On his white horse, Mescalito, he comes freezing through town. Bet your woman is up in bed with old Panama Red. Panama Red, Panama Red. He'll steal your woman, then he'll rob your head. Panama Red, Panama Red. On his white horse, Mescalito, he comes freezing through town. Bet your woman is up in bed with old Panama Red. Panama Red.
Panama Red, another one about a flavor. Used to be really popular back in the 70s. Well, we are running out of time, and I got a ton of songs still left. There's just a plethora of them, and we just don't have enough time on the clock. Oh, my goodness gracious. Okay, do you guys remember the TV show House about that doctor who walked around with a cane? Hugh Laurie was the guy that played Dr. House. Anyway, he's also a musician. And this next song is absolutely fantastic that him and this gal do. And then after it is Miss Ellen Buxtel. And the second song is so, so true of the U.S. So give the first one a listen. It's kind of bluesy, and the second one is definitely a truthy song. To the tunes.
Giving your stuff away, why don't you do right like the millionaires do? Put your stuff on the market and make a million too. She bets on every hand. She's a tricking mother for you. Everywhere she lands, why don't you do now like the millionaires do? Put your stuff on the market and make a million too. She lives down by the jail on her back, though she got hot stuff for sale. Why don't you do now like the millionaires do? Put your stuff on the market and make a million too. Every day can make no money giving your stuff away. Why don't you do now like the millionaires do? Put your stuff on the market and make a million too. Your stuff on the market and make a million.
Background 1935, depression, riding high, people trying to have some fun, smoking dope and opium. Government did what they do best, making a mess, made a crime that's victimless. And the baby nation now. Follow the corporate money trail while decent people rot in jail. Guarantee full occupancy for private prison industry. Caught up in a living hell with a couple of million prison cells and government hypocrisy. Now, the war on drugs, a political joke, locking us up for smoking dope. No reason for doing time with a punishment when there ain't no crime. Cartels are running beer. Prohibition made it clear. When you turn a market black, it's hard to turn it back. When government gets behind the gun, the IRS has never done. Our taxes pay the FDA, so the DEA can put us away in the government drug money machine. Runs like it's on Dexatine. Politicians legislate so they can mass. The pusher now.
Pusher now. That is such a true, 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 true song. Miss Ellen Buxtel. Whew, fine woman down in Florida. Dynamite lady. All right, we are burning up the clock rapidly. We're down to like 6 minutes, and I've got, I don't know, 12 minutes worth of tunes. All right, let's do my favorite. This one I want played at my party after I have bucket to kicked and looked up at the daisies. Once I quit looking down at the daisies, Jonathan Edwards, Ashanti, followed up by some Arlo Guthrie, a couple of oldies to the tunes. We've gone.
Gonna sit down in the kitchen and fix me something good to eat, and make my head a little high, make the whole day complete. Cause we're gonna lay around the shanty mama and put a good buzz on. Well, pass it to me, baby. Well, pass it to me slow. We'll
take time out to smile a little before you let it go. Cause we're gonna lay around the shanty mama and put a good buzz on. Door, cause we're gonna lay around the shanty mama and put a good buzz on. Something good to eat and make ourselves a little high, make the whole day complete. Cause we're gonna lay around the shanty mama and put a good buzz on. Well, every night and day if I can help it, we're gonna lay around the shanty mama and put a good buzz on.
London from over the pole, flying in a big airliner. Chicken flying everywhere around the plane. Could we ever feel much finer? Coming into Los Angeles, bringing in a couple of keys. Don't touch my bags if you please, Mr. Customs Man. Ticket to Mexico. No, we couldn't look much stranger. Walking in a hall with his things and all. Smiling said he was the Lone Ranger. Coming into Los Angeles. Bringing in a couple of keys. Don't touch my bags if you please, Mr. Customs Man.
Yes, don't touch my bags, if you please, Mr. Customs Man. Wow, there's still more songs left in the queue, but alas, the clock has run out, my friends. Remember to stay healthy, stay happy, above all, stay true to yourselves, and we'll do it all over again next week. Peace out.
Happy trails to you, till we meet again.
American Rock Radio.